Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Difference Place Mix Peacebuilding and Bosnia's Arizona Market by Adam Moore is a scholarly work at the intersection of political geography, peace and conflict studies, and post-war reconstruction. Published by Stanford University Press, the book examines how places do more than host political events. They help generate relationships, identities, interventions, and conflicts. Moore develops this argument through the Arizona Market in post-war Bosnia, an infamous informal trading site that became entangled with international peacebuilding, local survival strategies, ethnic separation, and cross-community exchange. Rather than treating the market as a background setting, the book analyzes it as an active force that shaped how institutions, citizens, and international actors understood the Bosnian post-war order. And its purpose is both theoretical and empirical to refine the concept of place in social science and to show how peacebuilding is affected by concrete spatial environments. The result is a focused study of how geography matters in the making and remaking of peace. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, place as a generative force in peacebuilding. A central contribution of The Difference Place Makes is its argument that places are not passive containers for social and political life. Moore builds on relational geography, which treats places as constituted through movement, exchange, memory, institutions, and wider networks. The book then pushes this idea further by arguing that places also generate relations. In the context of peacebuilding, this matters because interventions are often imagined through formal agreements, international mandates, security arrangements, and institutional reforms. Moore directs attention to the spatial settings where people actually encounter one another and where political categories are tested in practice. The Arizona Market becomes important because it produced interactions that did not fit neatly within ethnic partition, legal regulation, or international planning. This approach changes how peacebuilding is understood. Instead of viewing peace as something designed by external actors and implemented on a neutral landscape, the book shows that local sites can redirect policy, unsettle assumptions, and reshape the actors involved. Place is therefore treated as a constitutive element of peacebuilding, not a mere location in which peacebuilding happens. Secondly, Bosnia's Arizona Market as a post-war social laboratory. The book uses the Arizona Market as its main empirical case because the site condensed many tensions of post-war Bosnia. Emerging after the war, the market was associated with informal trade, black market activity, and weak regulation. Yet it also created a space where people from divided communities could meet, exchange goods, and pursue livelihoods. This ambiguity is crucial to Moore's analysis. The market was not simply a problem to be solved, nor was it a straightforward example of reconciliation. It was a place where economic necessity, political fragmentation, international oversight, and everyday pragmatism intersected. By focusing on this market, Moore avoids treating post-war society only through official institutions or elite political negotiations. The case shows that informal economic spaces can reveal how peace is lived and contested on the ground. Markets may undermine legal order, but they can also produce forms of contact that formal peacebuilding efforts struggle to create. The Arizona Market, therefore, becomes a concrete example of how post-war order is assembled through messy, situated, and often contradictory practices. Thirdly, encounters and narratives that reshaped political actors. Moore is especially interested in how actors were transformed through their encounters with the Arizona Market and through the stories told about it. This includes international organizations, peacebuilding personnel, local authorities, traders, and ordinary citizens. The market forced these actors to confront practices that challenged the categories through which post-war Bosnia was often interpreted, including legality and illegality, ethnic separation and coexistence, order and disorder. The importance of narrative is that the market became more than a physical site. It became an object of interpretation, concern, suspicion, and possibility. Different actors understood it in different ways, and those understandings influenced how they related to one another and to the broader peacebuilding process. This focus on encounter and narrative gives the book analytical depth. It suggests that political relations are not only shaped by policies or institutional design, but also by repeated contact with particular places and by the meanings attached to those places. Peacebuilding actors are therefore not fixed agents imposing change from outside. They are themselves altered by the spatial worlds they attempt to govern. Fourthly, the afterlife of place beyond physical transformation. Another important theme is the persistence of a place's effects after its immediate form has changed. The Arizona Market was not significant only while it operated as an informal or controversial marketplace. Moore argues that its influence radiated across time and space, continuing to shape political and social relations even after its dismantling or transformation. This point is important because peacebuilding analysis often focuses on discrete interventions, mandates, or institutional phases. The book instead emphasizes temporal extension. Places leave traces in memory, policy debate, social practice, and political imagination. A site can become a reference point for what seemed possible, dangerous, disruptive, or productive in a post-war society. This means that the consequences of a peace-building encounter cannot be measured only at the moment of intervention. Spatial experiences can persist as templates for later action and interpretation. By stressing this afterlife, Moore offers a more dynamic view of post-war change. Places are eventful not only because things happen there, but because what happens there can continue to organize relations long after the site itself has been reconfigured. Lastly, a bridge between geography and peace and conflict studies. The book stands out because it brings geographical theory into direct conversation with peace and conflict studies. Peacebuilding scholarship has often emphasized institutions, international norms, governance, security, civil society, and state reconstruction. Geography contributes a different set of questions how do locations, movements, boundaries, markets, memories, and material environments shape social relations. Moore uses these questions to refine how scholars and practitioners think about post-war intervention. The result is not simply a call to pay more attention to local context. It is a more precise claim that place actively participates in the formation of political outcomes. This is useful because the word local can be vague in peacebuilding debates. Moore's approach gives it sharper analytical meaning by focusing on relational places rather than bounded communities. The book also has methodological implications. It encourages researchers to follow the effects of specific sites across actors, scales, and time. In doing so, it offers a framework for studying peacebuilding as a spatially embedded process rather than a sequence of policies applied to a conflict zone. In conclusion, The Difference Place Makes is best suited for readers interested in peacebuilding, political geography, conflict studies, Balkan studies, international intervention, and post-war political economy. Scholars will benefit from its conceptual argument that place is not merely contextual but constitutive. While practitioners may find value in its warning that spatial environments can redirect even well-designed interventions. The book is also useful for readers who want a grounded alternative to abstract discussions of peacebuilding failure or success. Its value lies in showing how everyday economic spaces, informal practices, and contested sites can reveal the actual mechanics of post-war social life. Compared with many books in peace and conflict studies, it does not focus primarily on diplomatic negotiations, military implementation, transitional justice, or state institutions. Compared with general works in geography, it applies relational place theory to a concrete and politically consequential case. This combination makes the book distinctive. It offers neither a simple celebration of markets nor a simple critique of informality. Instead, it shows how a market can both trouble and enable peacebuilding by creating unexpected relations. Readers looking for a careful, theoretically informed, and empirically grounded study of how spatial life shapes political reconstruction will find it especially relevant. If you would like to support Adam Moore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.